This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I was just thinking about that story that you just did about the Amazon scam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I mean, remember just a few days ago we revealed that they do like 5 million packages every hour or something like
right,
that.
Right, something crazy.
I mean, it was just a crazy number. I don't remember exactly what it was. Can you imagine with that many people that go to Amazon, how many people fell for that?
I know. Because I was thinking, I mean, especially because here's the words. Here are their words. It says, customers are invited to click on the link that looks like the absolute company's website, Amazon. But the link actually takes users to a fake, authentic-looking phishing site. And it looks just like the Amazon page.
Yeah.
And they said that when they looked at it, they couldn't tell the difference.
You could certainly see why here at the holiday season, people are buying on Amazon like crazy, are you not? Well, I bought on there yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're on there.
I did too.
And you're like, okay, well, you know what? It's Amazon. I trust Amazon. They've always delivered. Next day, in fact, they deliver. I'm a prime customer. There's no way this is a scam. And you go in and you literally make a couple of clicks and you've given all your banking information
yeah.
to some fisher.
So it says that, listen, if you already have put your bank account in the system of Amazon, we're never going to send you an email saying, hey, we need to reissue new bank accounts and whatever, blah, blah. Your account wasn't good. You can't get into the site. And it says go to Amazon.com and then check it that way. Don't follow any email.
You know, and I've gotten so that if I don't absolutely know what I'm clicking on, I won't click on it.
I agree.
I mean,
I
think a lot of us are conditioned that way. I really do. Even those of us that aren't so smart, we still know enough to know. We've been warned enough with viruses and everything. Don't go. There was something that was leaked out yesterday for your phone.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw an email yesterday. It was like, okay, if you get this, do not open this. And it was on your mobile device. It wasn't on a PC. It was your mobile device that it would completely wipe out your phone.
Remember both you and I on the same day got a text from, supposedly, and it wasn't, Bank of America. They needed an update on our information.
Yeah.
And neither one of us have Bank of America accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird day. I know, because I was like, I got this Bank of America text, and I don't have an account. And you looked at, and you had it the same day.
Same day.
Yeah.
They're always out there phishing. And I just, you know, I've seen so many different ones. Bank of America, you know, the Nigeria, you know, all these that want you to put money into an account. But I got to tell you, I think the scariest thing I've heard in a long time is this Amazon. Because so many people, and you got to figure people that are, you know, somewhat elderly or just not paying attention, it's the holiday. I got a feeling a lot of people fell for this.
I think you're right.
Oh my God.
We're all going to die. This is so funny. I can't believe that you're making this a thing. It's funny. It's just funny. Because I feel like it's going to be like Geraldo. Remember when Geraldo went to that tomb or whatever? What was that thing?
There was nothing in that tomb, that cave or that
right.
vault.
But
of
I remember
Al Capone.
Being a really, really little girl and watching it with my parents, and we were so excited. And they opened it, and there was nothing in there.
Hey, there's a good chance that we could be quite disappointed with this. There's no doubt about that.
BJ has a locker he hasn't opened in 10 years here at the Radio Ranch.
We get issued lockers here. We used to when I first got here 13 years ago. I used it for the first couple of 3 years. But since then, I've yet to use it. I lost the combination. Never been open. It's not been open in 10 years.
Right.
And it's just sitting back there. And so it came up one day. We thought maybe we should open this thing. Then we thought maybe we do it Facebook Live. Let's see what's in there. Could be embarrassing for me. Could be quite embarrassing, in fact.
And I'm just looking at some of the things that happened 10 years ago. And boy, it was a great year that year. It really was. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise got married. It was a star-studded wedding. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt had little Shiloh. I mean... It's, yeah.
I don't think there's anything in that locker that has to do with any of the breaking news of 2006. Now, there might be. There might be some old magazines. I don't know for sure.
I mean, this will make you feel really old. Hannah Montana with Miley Cyrus aired its first episode in 2006.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Maybe. Never. Listen, this will make you sound, feel crazy. No one ever heard of the Kardashians.
Never.
Ever.
Boy, those were the good times.
Right?
Weren't they? Those were the good times.
I think about my life. I was in L.A.
Yeah?
I was still in L.A.
2006?
Yeah, I was still.
Yeah, I was right here.
Yeah, I was. That Bada douchebag was right next
to me. Yeah, right next to you. There you were. There, you know, there could be, now that you've mentioned that, I take it back with that timeline thing.
Yeah.
There could be a poster in there of Hannah Montana.
There could be.
I liked her.
Sean, what were you doing 10 years ago? I bet it was super exciting.
10 years ago this month actually is when I broke my leg. And so my life changed in 2006.
Is that when it got shorter?
That's when it got shorter.
Hmm.
I got a leg shortening. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. 10 years ago, he was the same height on each side.
Yeah. Really?
Until he broke his leg, and now he's now he's a weeble.
So in 2006, during this month, is when your wobble years started.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Remember when you were straight?
What a year.
Oh, yeah. 10 years ago, both your shoes
were the same. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. By a pair that were even. Wow.
Those were the good old days, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well.
Well, as we reminisce this morning.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.